So let's review. I'm Rav Huna, Talu v'zavin zvinei zvinei. If a person was coerced and was also paid money to sell his field, if he states rights on it, I consent, the sale is effective and he cannot retract from the sale. The Gemara initially seeks to find the rationale and source for Rav Huna's ruling. Called the mazvin inish, he loved the honest law of a mazvin, v'afalachi zvinei zvinei. In every sale, the seller does not want to give up his personal items or property, and only sells reluctantly when he is compelled to do so, such as dire need for money. Nevertheless, as the Rashbam explains, the sale is effective even though he did not want it wholeheartedly because the Torah does not differentiate between the sales of items the seller needs or does not need. Apparently, in all cases, the sale is effective because he got paid. Therefore, the same holds true for Teluah B'Zavin. Even though Lagomar Makni, nevertheless, Zvinei Zvinei. The Gemara, however, rejects this proof because we can make the following distinction. Shani Einasa Denavshe Me'onasa Dachrini. In the case of called the Mazman Inish, a regular sale, Zvinei Zvinei. Because as Rashbam explains, Shetzarech Lemois, Mitoich Kach, Meicha Chafetz of Midaitai. Although he feels compelled to sell because of his need for money, he's doing so of his own volition. Therefore, gamar makni, he consents wholeheartedly. However, in the case of Teluah B'Zavin, where the seller is coerced by others to sell, perhaps ain't zvini zvini, because le gamar makni, he does not consent wholeheartedly. Therefore, the Gemara attempts a second proof from a braisa that cites the following pasuk regarding a carbon. Yakrev oisur litzoin lifnei Hashem. The words Yaakov Oisei indicate Malamech Akaifen Oisei. One can be forced to bring a pledged carbon, while the word Lutzainai indicates that he must bring it willingly. We reconcile the two as follows. Kaifen Oisei Achayema Reitzani. We coerce him until he consents. Apparently, if a person states Reitzani through coercion, we assume that he consents wholeheartedly. Similarly, Teluah B'Zavin Zvini Zvini. The Gemara, however, rejects this source because Dilma Shani Hasam Denichele Detahavale Kapara. Perhaps only in the case of carbon, we assume that he ultimately consents wholeheartedly because he wants to achieve atonement. However, in the case of Teluah B'Zavin, he does not consent wholeheartedly because he does not want the sale. Therefore, the Gemara attempts a third proof from the Sefer of that Braisa. We can force a husband to write a get for his wife until he verbally consents. Apparently, if a person states Reitzani through coercion, we assume that he consents wholeheartedly and the get is valid. So too, Teluah B'Zavin Zvinei Zvinei. The Gemara, however, rejects this proof as well, because B'dil Mishani Hasam, the mitzvah l'shmaya Divrei Chacham. Perhaps only there we assume that he does consent wholeheartedly to the get, because he is obligated to heed the words of the Chacham. However, in the case of Teluah B'Zavin, he does not consent wholeheartedly, since he has no obligation to sell his item. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, El Svaruhu Agav Ointze Gamar Makna. This halacha is logical, as the Rashbam explains, the mitech yisurim gama balibe makni hoil ve'ikar tarti yisurim umatn mois dolei mafsid miyad. The sale is effective because the seller ultimately consents to the sale wholeheartedly because of the combination of the duress and the money he received, since he suffers no loss. The Gemara proceeds to question Rav Huna's halacha from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Get hamu'usa b'Yisrael kasher u'ba'akum pasal. If a person was coerced to grant a divorce to his wife, it depends. If it was through a Jewish bezdin, the get is valid. But if it was through a non-Jewish court, even if he says reitzani, the get is not valid. However, uba'akum chayftin oisiv oimer lo yaseh ma sheYisrael oimer lach. If a non-Jew beats the husband and compels to him to do so as per the instructions of the bezdin, the get is valid. The Gemara asks, v'amai hasam nami neima agav unzei gomer megarish. Why is a get through a non-Jewish court not valid? We ought to assume that the husband consents wholeheartedly to the get through coercion. And as the Rashbam adds, the holy mafsid midi kivin she'ishtei sanasai ubulay get namali tamen etzlei. He did not suffer any loss through the get, since his wife despises him and would not live with him anyway. The Gemara answers, ha'itmar lo amr of mesharshi dvat taira afilu ba'akum kasha. The get is indeed valid minat taira. However, it is only invalid midrabbanan because of matam omer ba'akum pasul k'day shalei tehei kol achas va'achas helechas v'teila asma miyad akum u'mafkas asma miyad baila. So that a woman should not go and hire a non-Jew to coerce her husband to divorce her. The Gemara points out, however, that Rav Bibi disagrees with Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Teluah B'Zavin Zvinei Zvinei. The agav ointze gomer makna. If a person was coerced to sell his field and was paid money, the sale is effective because he ultimately consents. While Rav Bibi says in the case of a gazlan shenosen le'mois, a thief who stole a field and paid the owner for the field, karka ein loy of a mois yesh loy to legomer makni. The sale is not effective, and the thief must return the field to the owner, and the owner refund the money, because even though the owner was paid, he does not consent to a sale through coercion. Rava concludes, Helchasot luv v'zavin zvine zvine, the final ruling is like Rav Huna. Rava, however, makes the following distinction. Only if there is an indication that the seller consents to the sale, do we say zvine zvine, such as besad de stam. The seller was coerced to sell any field, and he chose to sell a specific field. The sale is effective because, as the Rashbam explains, the kiven de midaite bir rosh behem galidaite shein achesh ba kol kach. Since he chose his most inferior field, this indicates that he does not care for the field and therefore gomer makni. Or besadezu v'artzi zuze. Even if the seller was coerced to sell a specific field, but he counted the money that he had received, the sale is effective because this indicates that he wanted the money and therefore gomer makni. Or besadezu v'artzi zuze v'havel lishtamute. Even if the seller was coerced to sell a specific field and he did not count the money, but he was able to push off the coercer, the sale is effective because since the seller did not attempt to push him off, this indicates that he wants the sale in gomer makni. However, besad zu v'le'artzi zuze v'la'av v'le'lishtamute ein zvini zvini. If the seller was coerced to sell a specific field and he did not count the money and he was not able to push off the coercer, the sale is not effective because there is no indication that he wanted the sale and therefore lo'i gomer makni. The Gemara, however, concludes otherwise. V'helchasa b'kulu da'havi zvini zvini v'afele besad zu. Even if there is no indication that the seller wants the sale, we say zvine zvine, as a Mema rules, to Louis v'kadosh kedusha v'kedushin. If a person coerced a woman to accept money for kedushin, and she stated reitzani, the kedushin is effective, and even though the ha'isha kesod zudamia, there is no indication that she wants to be married to him, nevertheless, we say gamar makne. Mabar Avashi disagrees, and says only regarding sod zu, even though there is no indication, we say tulu v'zavin zvine zvine. However, regarding kedushin, tilui v'kadosh ain't kedush of kedushin, because who asa shleika haigin lefik asu my shleika haigin v'afkin rabban lekedushin mineh. Since he acted inappropriately in forcing a woman to marry him, the chacham acted similarly and penalized him. Even though the kedushin is effective min atayra, the chacham nullified the kedushin and she does not even require a divorce. The Gemara explains that if kadosh bekaspa, if the initial kedushin was money, this works based on the concept of hefker bezin hefker. The Chacham can declare his money to be ownerless, and since the money did not belong to him, the Kedushin was never effective. And if Kaddish be'bia, if the initial Kedushin was Bia, this works based on the concept of Shavu Rabban Lebilas Bilas Nus. The Chacham deemed a Bia's Nus, not a Bia's Kedushin, because called the Mekaddish, Adaited Rabban Mekaddish. Every person is Mekaddish subject to the approval of the Chachamim, as he states, Hariat Mekaddish Li, Kaddish Moshe V'Yisrael.